Hello, everyone. It's Father Eli at St. Joe's and Our Lady of Fatima. Just reaching out to you once again here on Tuesday of Holy Week, April 7th. Hope you're hanging in there. Hope you're staying healthy. Today, I wanted to just reflect shortly, briefly on the readings that we've been going through, the first readings that we've been going through the last few days. And during this season, we spend time looking at the prophet Isaiah and the prophet Jeremiah and other Old Testament stories. But I think these images of the suffering servant that we've been reading, today we got a passage from Isaiah where it talks about that. You know, let's see, what does it say? The Lord has given me a well-trained tongue that I may know how to speak the weary word that will rouse them. Morning after morning, he opens my ear that I may hear. It goes on. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard, my face I did not shield from buffets and spitting, and so forth. So this is Isaiah. He's writing long before Christ. And yet it's interesting that we read these and we reflect on Christ during these passages. We're thinking, or what comes to mind is Jesus, that he's suffering for us. And you see these images of the suffering servant. It's if you study scripture at all, these passages are known as the suffering servant passages, where we read into them the experience that Jesus went through for us. So I just wanted to invite you to spend some time reflecting on those passages, reading through them, thinking about Jesus's passion, how he went through these things for us. And it's just interesting. I had a conversation with somebody the other night about scripture, how scripture is a living document, meaning the way that we read scripture is different than when we read anything else. You read the Constitution, you read a history book, you read a science book, you read a poem, anything. There's a certain sense where we read it in the context of what it is. But the Bible is even different in a different way, in that it's a living document, meaning we believe that God is speaking to us every time we read scripture. Every time we sit down and read the Word of God, we understand that God is speaking to us. It might be something we've heard before, it might be something we've read 1,000 times, and yet there's still something new there for it. Still something that God is speaking to me in this moment and offering me some reflection. So I think for us, as we ponder scripture, to always have that insight, that desire to just be open and understand that God is wanting to speak to me right now in this moment. As I read scripture, he is alive and well and speaking to me. The Holy Spirit is personalizing the message for me. And I don't know if we always approach scripture that way. There's a big difference in scholarly scripture scholars who approach it as a historical document, one that is meant to be studied and kind of picked apart and sort of understood in the historical context. That's called the historical critical method, which is helpful to some degree, but it can be unhelpful if it kind of reads the scriptures as a dead letter, something that's from the past and that it's only in the past. We don't read scripture that way as Catholics. We read it as a living document, meaning that God speaks to us now as I'm reading it. So it's important that we, when we study scripture, when we learn scripture, it's good to learn the historical critical method to some degree, but we never want to get to the point where we just approach scripture as a study of something that's old and from the past and doesn't really have a bearing on my life today. God is speaking to us through the passages of scripture that we ponder on, and so it's good for us to spend time reflecting on them. And I would say right now in this crisis, we might have some extra time. If you haven't ever cracked your Bible, if you haven't really spent much time pondering and praying with the Word of God, now is a great time. Maybe to do that as a family, you know, after you've had your evening meal, presumably that you have an evening meal. Not everybody does that, I know, but maybe that's something you can try to do, is have some time where you take a moment and read one of the readings. Maybe you read these readings that we are going through this week and ponder, what is it that God is saying to us? What is he saying to you? That message is going to be a little bit different for each one of us, because we're all experiencing our daily lives a little bit different. But God is alive and he's speaking to us through his word. So that's my encouragement to you today. I hope you're able to get some time with the Word of God and to approach it with that awareness that God's speaking to you in the present moment. God bless you. Take care.